Mikey, we just finished Facebook Live. It lasted about 30 minutes, and boy, was that a lot of fun.
Great time. I loved it. We'll hopefully do it again down the road.
And folks, if you missed it, don't freak out. You can go to IslandersPointBlank.com to catch the archive version. Here we go.
Welcome to the Point Blank Podcast, covering New York Islanders hockey. Here are your hosts, Brian Compton and Mike Carver.
All right, welcome to the Islanders Point Blank Podcast. B. Comp and Carver here with you on Facebook Live in Midtown Manhattan. Mikey, looking good, buddy.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Is that a clip-on or what?
Yes, it is.
Looks good, man.
You know I can't tie a tie or do things like that. That's not what I do, pal, so.
We want to thank all you guys for checking this podcast out on Facebook Live. Make sure you type in your questions in the comments section below. We're going to take them in a little bit. We also took some questions off of Twitter over the weekend, so thank you all for participating in that. Mike? 5 out of 6 points under Doug Weight.
Unbelievable.
Are they back in it?
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
They're back in it. I'm completely changing my tune from the last few
weeks. Yeah?
Said they were dead. I'm going to come back in and say they're in the mix.
They have to be.
They're in the mix.
If Tampa Bay is in the mix, then the Islanders are in
the mix.
And
here's why. It's not because they've gotten 5 out of 6 points with Weight in there. I like the way the team has played better since Weight's been behind the bench. It makes you think they probably should have did this a little earlier.
Well, we said it last week.
You know, they probably were a little late on pulling the trigger on Cappy. But I like the fact that they've played with a little bit more, I'm going to say fire maybe, with Wade in there. Aside from those couple first periods.
The start against L.A. was not great.
Yeah, the first
They're still blowing leads, which we have to take into account,
right,
too. But what I really liked with the Kings game in particular is how they fought back later in the game and really took it to Los Angeles.
Right. After the Kings tied that game on Saturday night, and then for them to come back and get that power play goal, what a deflection by Lee on the power play goal. You love the pushback that they had. They even had a little pushback when the Flyers tied the game, I thought, last night.
No, they did.
Which was good to see, but it's not good to constantly see them blowing leads like that.
No, it's a problem.
They could have locked that game down against the Flyers last night.
Absolutely.
Which would have been huge for them. To give a couple points to the Flyers in a situation where they didn't have to. Let's be honest. Yeah. They could have won that game. Grice, awesome again.
He's been fantastic.
Why
second star of the week in the NHL. Congrats to Thomas Grice.
Why haven't you talked to his agent yet and gotten the ball rolling on the long-term deal?
We could talk about that if you want.
Why not?
Do you give him 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
You do?
I give him 4.
Age doesn't bother you.
I saw our boy Andy Graziano put this out there over the weekend. He was testing the waters. What would you give Grice in terms of a contract?
Hi, Andy.
I'd give him 4 years. 3.75 per. That's what I would give him.
All right.
I think it's fair. And it gives you enough time.
Because as we've said so many times, we have no idea what the Islanders have in Ilya Sorokin.
Right.
And we don't even know if he's even going
to
come here.
And that gives you the time to know what you're going to have with him. Whether he comes here a year or two from now and he plays with Grice, you could put him in that situation and you still have Grice for a couple years if maybe the kid isn't what you think he is. But unless you want to keep J.F. Berube around forever, too.
Well, I'm glad you brought him up. I tweeted this out after the game against L.A. Congrats to J.F. His first win of the season, Mike. He has waited forever for an opportunity to play. And, yes, Thomas Grice is the number one. But guess what? There's no number three anymore. J.F. Berube's going to get some games here in the second half of the season.
And there was a little bit of crying and complaining. Why didn't you put Grice back in there on Saturday? He just had 2 shutouts in a row. They had a back-to-back this weekend.
He was going to play no matter
what. He had to play one of the two games, and I kind of liked the Flyer game was more important than the King game. If you love
in terms
of standings, it's a division game. We see how tight everything is in the Eastern Conference right now. The Flyer game was more important. So I like that they started Grice in the Flyer game. You got Berube in there against the Kings, which was a really good thing. And because both guys got to work. As great as Grice has been, he does have to rest every once in a while to keep him sharp.
He's never been in this position before other than when Yarrow was hurt last year. Right. Thomas Grice has been an NHL career backup. So you have to find games for J.F. Berube to play.
No doubt. And he's done a nice job. And it's too bad. The two things that really have driven the team to kind of get back in the mix here, the goaltending situation and putting Weight in behind the bench, both could have been done a long time ago.
Frustrating.
Whether it be getting rid of Halak or, you know, banishing him pretty much to the AHL or making the change behind the bench. It's two things that could have helped. And they waited too long, in my opinion. But they're not dead.
They can't be.
They're alive, baby.
If we're going to say that Tampa
Bay
is still in this race and Buffalo is still in this race, then the Islanders have to be in this race.
It's nice to see they're actually not dead last anymore. That is nice to see.
It is nice to see.
Because that was one of my points last week was they're still behind everybody.
Right.
Now they've jumped two teams. We sit here a week later.
Games in hand.
So they got some games in hand. Now other P teams are going to get their bye weeks. Those will catch up. And I like that they have the best goal differential other than Toronto out of the teams that are in the mix here. A lot can happen. I've changed my tune. I'm all in. I think they can make it.
And if John Tavares continues to play the way that he's playing,
right,
that makes the Islanders that much of a better hockey
team. Another reason why they played better.
I was not happy about that turnover that led to Giroux's goal last night, because you can't, in a 3-on-3, just get the puck out. You're going to get a 2-on-1. All you have to do is get the puck out. He's trying to do a little bit too much. But obviously, it was a huge game, and Tavares was just trying to get the Islanders in it.
Those overtimes are wacky.
They are wacky.
We know that. We talk about it all the time. You get breakaways and 2-on-1s going back and forth, up and down the rink.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're kind of just flipping a coin in these situations.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
It is. It's a total coin.
But you shouldn't have even been in it last night. They should have won that game before they got to overtime.
You have a 2-0 lead at home.
You
got
to lock it down. So that's something that they still have to work on. How about Strome on the game-tying goal? How's he doing?
Dude.
Jack going out the door hasn't changed things for
Andrew
Ryan.
Andrew Ladd
huh?
is probably going to be back Tuesday night. I have to think. it's Strome or Brock coming out. It's one of them.
Well, you know how
because
I feel.
Because Quine had a goal the other night. He's been okay.
Yeah.
Quine, Jesus, he played like the first 3 minutes of overtime last
night. Happy to see Bevilier in there all the time now, too.
I am happy. You didn't get enough ice time last night, but I was happy to see. You know, just getting back to the game last night, having the lead and blowing it, which obviously has been an epidemic with this organization forever. I don't want to make excuses, but I think it was a really crazy week for the Islanders. And I think at the end of the day, they were probably just mentally exhausted.
You think it was a long week, and they played 3 games in 4 nights also. We could look at that. There's a lot of things you can look at.
I don't think anybody's unhappy, at least as the fans go, that Jack Capuano is no longer the coach.
Nobody's unhappy.
But the players had a real special bond with Jack. He'd been there forever. He developed a lot of those guys, whether you want to hear that or not.
He had a special bond with Ryan Strome, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but why isn't Ryan, going?
Yeah, things haven't changed. Right. Things haven't changed for Ryan since Dougie's gone.
Got benched
for
a couple of shifts last night.
As he should have been.
Right.
He was terrible last night. Just put it out.
So
he wasn't good.
Does he come out when Andrew Ladd comes back?
Yeah.
I think you have to, right?
I think you got to. And we have been critical of this in the past.
Yeah.
That it seems like he's always the odd man out. He's always the guy that has to take the seat. But I think he deserves it here. I think he's the one guy, if you're looking at everybody and how they've played in this stretch over the last 3 or 4 games, I think that he's probably the guy that you got to look at and say, well, all right, you're going to have to take another seat, pal.
Has to be the
it's
guy.
It's not a Jack thing.
Moving forward, Mike, if this does not turn around for Ryan Strome, they have to find him a new home. Because now you're on your second coach. Things haven't changed.
It's been 3 games.
Of course. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
And I'm not
here,
totally convinced that he's going to be the guy that takes a seat Tuesday.
Oh, nor am I.
Does he deserve to probably be him?
As long as it's not Anthony Beauvillier. That's all I ask.
Be careful.
I think it might be him.
I think it might be him.
You think?
I think it might be him.
Oh, God.
I think it might be him.
No.
It seems that's the way they've gone. And one thing that isn't going to change is, like we said, not much is going to change from Jack to Doug here.
Yeah.
I like Doug. He's a little more fiery. He gives you a little more in the press conference. If Jack was the coach, would you have known on Friday morning that Berube was starting on Saturday night?
Probably not.
You would have found out at like 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
I have to talk with the goalie coaches and sit down with everybody.
We got to see how we're going to do it this weekend. One, we'll play. We don't know when. That stuff, I like that Doug was just like, yeah, we're going to give JF a shot tomorrow night. He's been ready to go.
I like the minute that Dougie got the job, he told JF that he was playing Saturday.
Right.
That's awesome.
You like to see that kind of stuff. And I just kind of like him in the post game. I like him during. He's got more fire. Not that Jack didn't, you know. It's just you were so tired of the same old from Jack.
Yeah.
You know, well, the battle level was there. You know, we're tired of that stuff. I like what Dougie brings, how he comes out there, and he just kind of tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And I think that that's good and refreshing for the fans, for the players, for you guys that are there covering the team. I think it's a big difference.
He's a good guy.
And he is.
I wished him well the day that he had his introductory press conference. It was great.
And I don't know if he's going to still be the coach when we start a new season in October.
He will not be the coach.
Aside from...
Unless they go on a ridiculous run.
If they go on a ridiculous run and make the playoffs, I could conceivably see him, but depending on who the other options are, I could see him possibly staying on. But as of right now, I'd only put it at 15% or
They have to go on a Blue Jackets type of run.
Right, a Blue Jackets.
And make the playoffs and probably win a round, to be honest.
Well, they could continue that by playing the Blue Jackets on Tuesday night. We'll talk about that later on.
How about the other team in town? Is Henrik Lundqvist back to being Henrik Lundqvist?
No.
Nice shutout in Detroit?
No. He's finished.
He's finished.
No, he's not finished. But like we talked about this all the time, I think he's got too many games. I think that it's starting to catch up with him.
Yeah.
I'm not too impressed by the 1-0 shutout win in
Detroit
yesterday.
That was no Picasso yesterday.
It wasn't. It wasn't a great game. I didn't see much of it. But it wasn't a great – you know, I got to see it in the playoffs. I think he's got one great playoff run left in him. I don't know if it's this year.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of tread on the tire. You know, he's lost a lot of tread on the tires, that's for sure.
You can check out Rangers Blue Line with myself, Nick Lacazzi, and Adam Rotter. We spoke with Pierre Maguire from NBC this week.
Got
to find
Pierre
the show.
In the house.
We did. He was great, as always. Great guy,
Pierre. Love Maguire. Pierre.
Yeah, he's tremendous. To find the show, search SMY.TV Rangers on the iPhone podcast app, wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the channel. Johnny Boychuk, Cal Clutterbuck back in the mix. Nice
to
see. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Really nice to see.
We got to talk about the defense here.
Yeah.
Travis Hamonic, when he comes
back.
Is
he ever going to play again?
Yes, he's going to play again.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Jeez.
Just asking.
It's a little drastic.
Heard all the time.
I think he needs to play with Calvin DeHaan again.
Yeah, I think we're done with the Hamonic-Letty stuff. Is that what you're getting at here?
I am.
You're done with that when he comes back?
Yep.
I think that Pelech has done a nice job with Letty.
Yeah.
Playing with him. I think that that's something that they should continue to do going forward. The Travis stuff... listen, I know that you're going to hate me for saying this.
Mike, I will never hate you.
I've changed my tune on that as well. We've talked about this ad nauseum.
Right.
We don't know if the deal was actually out there. The Hall.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. They wanted Larson. I get all that.
Right.
What I'm saying is I was so against it in the summer, along with you. I was against it that if the deal was out there, I wouldn't have done it because of what Travis brings to the room. And I like Travis as a player. I think he's a... But I've changed my tune in terms of he's definitely a piece that I would consider going in the right deal. He's hurt all the time.
He is hurt a lot.
He's hurt all the time.
And for the right deal, I think anybody other than John Tavares should be.
Right.
Wayne Gretzky got traded.
I'm saying me and you made a really hard stance last summer about Travis Hamonic. Coming off of what happened with the trade. And we got all that.
Right.
And I understood that. I've changed my stance on him with him being hurt again and other things.
Yeah.
I'd be open to it.
I think you have to.
Is all that I'm saying.
For the right player, I think you absolutely have to entertain.
And
I'm
saying I was wrong over the summer. I was kind of like, I wouldn't do the deal. I'm looking back on it now here 7 months later, and I would have. We know it wasn't available.
Right.
We get it.
Right.
I'm saying if it was, I'm changing my tune. I would have did it.
We're going to take questions in just a few minutes before we get to those. Mike, this is a big week coming up here.
Huge. If they're back in the mix, which I think they are, and we're starting to believe, people are starting to believe that they're back involved, these games coming up are crucial.
Yeah.
Columbus, Montreal going into the All-Star break. You're coming back with Washington. I believe I saw some Carolina and Ottawa on the schedule as well, which are teams that you're fighting with. If you really want to show me and everybody else that you're back in the mix, then you got to win these games. It's a nice start here since the Boston game.
Yeah.
And we obviously, that game, Jack was still there. But I include that in this little stretch that they've been on.
Yeah.
The Boston game, the Dallas game, and, of course, the weekend with the Kings and the Flyers. Getting points in all these games, 5 out of 6 points. They need to keep that going.
Yeah.
They come out this week and they lose both these games to Columbus and Montreal.
Can't have it.
It's so crucial
now.
Not even
getting the games to overtimes and shootouts. You got to get regulation wins here.
Go into this break.
Can't give other teams points.
You got to go into this break on this little bit of a high that you've built for yourself over the last week since the firing. You've gotten on a little bit of a run here. Even losing the game to the Flyers, you did get a point. It was a bad point because you had a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
But still, you're getting points now. You're winning games. But they have to continue to get it done. Columbus, Montreal, coming back with Washington, have to continue to put points up. You've gotten back in the pack now. You've passed a couple of teams. Now's the time to push forward. Because all these teams, Bri, they ain't that great. Detroit, the Devils, Florida, Carolina, Toronto. They're back in it. And they have to continue to win.
It's there for the taking.
It is.
You really need to go into this break riding on a high. I firmly believe that. But without a doubt, Mike, they've got to find ways to win in regulation.
Yeah.
That even had they won last night, yeah, it's great to get the second point. But you gave Philadelphia a point when you had a 2-0 lead at home.
It's a bad point. It was a bad point last night.
It was.
It helps them because you need points whenever you can get them. But it's you gave the Flyers 2 points that they didn't deserve. You outplayed them. You had a 2-0 lead. You've got to finish the job. Had a 2-0 lead against the Kings the other night.
Yep.
You just can't. And should they have had one, you want to say, hey, luck for Chimera on Saturday
and
night.
And Dougie's not going to fix that overnight. They're still going to have those problems for a little while anyway.
But he's got to fix it.
He absolutely.
Got to fix it.
Has to go away. Before we get to the questions, Arthur Staple had a report that one team has already reached out to Cappy.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's Florida. I can't imagine who else it would be.
Can Vegas start asking teams yet? Can Vegas start talking to guys?
I don't,
what did Elliott say
Elliott
last week? March 1st?
March 1st is when they can hire somebody.
They can hire a coach on March 1st. All right. Well, I didn't think that he would be sexy enough for Las Vegas.
That's what we said.
I don't think that Jack Capuano is a name that Las Vegas can sell to their fan base as their first coach in franchise history.
Right.
I just don't see it. I think he's going to get another job. I said
he is
going to
get another job.
Sounded like Elliott thinks he's going to get another job as well.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves to get another job.
Agreed.
But I don't know if coming out of the gate that Vegas is the spot for him. You know, that's just what I think.
Totally agree. And look, and like I said on the show last week, thanks again to Elliott Freeman, because I think that was one
great
of our better shows since you and I started doing this.
And I guess we didn't press him on the commute thing. I didn't hear him bring that up last week. A couple of you guys were tweeting at me.
Somebody was screaming at me on Twitter.
A couple people. This wasn't one person. There was a few people that brought up to me.
Right.
Why didn't you get on him when he said about the practice location, because it's the same for the Rangers, which me and you have barked about
forever. Right.
Guys, I went back and listened to it a few times. I couldn't find in
his
there.
The first thing he said about the whole arena deal was that it has to be up in a location that's better for Islander fans.
And he also did say it's not an ideal situation for the York.
But it's
players,
not a huge deal either.
But he didn't specifically say because of the practice. He could have meant the ice conditions.
Right.
He could have meant a bunch of things.
A car
in
the corner.
And I would take the full hit. If he said flat out, there's a problem with where they practice and where they play.
Yeah.
I would have said something to him, and if I didn't, I'd feel terrible about it because we have killed about that.
We have.
We have, and I just want to get that out there because I went back and listened. I thought we missed something on that.
We did not miss anything.
I didn't think that we
did. People thought it was simply another Canadian media type screaming that the Islanders are in a terrible spot.
He gave you something that no Canadian media type ever gives you.
Right.
Which
John
is people
Tavares
tell
wants
him
to stay
all
with
the time
the Islanders.
That Johnny wants to stay. You never hear that out of Toronto.
Yeah.
And you got that from Elliott. So I thought that was a really good thing.
Absolutely.
I just couldn't equate the two. I get what he was saying. It's not an ideal situation, but as we've talked about a thousand times, and so sick of talking about it, it's not an ideal situation for anybody.
Absolutely. Thanks again to Elliott, because that was a really great spot.
It's not changing anytime soon either. The not ideal situation.
Like I've always said on Twitter, until you've said it too, until we see a shovel in the ground.
That's it, baby.
We're not buying
a shovel. I don't believe it.
Question time, what do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do this one from Twitter. This is John D'Souza. Hope I'm saying that right. My question would be, in your opinion, what coach that is available or could become available after the season would best suit the roster as it is currently constituted?
What do you think?
I keep barking about Claude Julien. If the Boston Bruins are going to fire Claude Julien, I don't care what the Islanders roster looks like. You hire Claude Julien.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
And we saw, of course, over the weekend, the reports came out of there, your boy Joey Mack from ESPN in Boston, that he's not going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
That could change. If he was available, he's one of the guys that I would definitely put on the short list.
Yeah.
I just don't see the Boston Bruins firing him right now. They're still in a playoff position.
They keep
position.
Talking about
they've
it.
They've blown some bad games here over the last week. The Islander game was no good for them, losing that game at home, getting shut out. They blew a terrible game to Detroit on Wednesday night on NBC.
Yeah.
They've had some bad losses. But I just don't understand what Boston would gain by getting rid of Julien.
Yeah, and Joey McDonald, who's one of the very best in the business from ESPN.com, he said that Claude's not going anywhere. So take that to the bank, at least not now, maybe after the year, which is why we said what we said last week. Let's just take a wait-and-see approach here.
Let's see what goes on. But Julien would be on my short list. There's a few other guys. I'm not a Gallant guy. I said it last week. I wouldn't go with Gerard Gallant. I understand he did some things with the young guys in Florida.
Yeah.
I still want to see what else is out there. Who knows who could be fired between now and the end of the year?
We
see the pressing need to hire a coach before the end of the season.
Right.
Let's see what Dougie does from here on out. But I want to see some other names before I go jumping at Gerard Gallant.
Let's do a little rapid fire here. We'll try to get as many questions in as we possibly can. John, known as Ole Kavasha, asks, when should Ledecky install president of hockey ops, new GM, before or after the expansion draft?
How about tomorrow?
If he has the guy?
How about tomorrow?
If he has the guy, yeah. As far as a new GM goes, look, if the Islanders hire a new coach anytime soon, or if Garth makes a big splash at the deadline, he's not going anywhere.
I don't think he's going anywhere. We've said that last week. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that he's involved here in finding a new coach.
Yeah.
I think he's involved in trying to reshape the roster. We heard Garth do a little bit of a media tour last week.
Yeah.
He was on SiriusXM with a couple of shows. And it sounds to me like he continues to say there's not a lot of trades out there. The trades aren't there to be made right now. But I think that he still has his hand on what's going to be the roster going forward. I think that if he has the potential to make a deal before the deadline, he's going to do it. And if you do see that, like you say, that tells you right there, he's going to be the guy going forward. But they do need to have somebody above him. Friedman said last week, Ledecky and Malkin, they're talking to guys. He mentioned Gretzky. I'm sure he went to Gretzky, not maybe so much to take the job, but to say, who do you think would make a good president? Who would be a good guy to run a team? So that stuff is out there, and I would do it as soon as possible if you're going
to
do it.
Absolutely. Next one. Last one from Twitter. We're going to get to Facebook here in a second. Chris DeMeo asks, does Bob Hartley get serious consideration for the coaching job? I would have to think he's near the top of the list. Good question, Chris. I don't know if he's at the top. He was a finalist when Scott Gorton got the job many moons ago, so there's a relationship there between Bob and Garth, so possibly.
Possibly. I would definitely consider it. I would consider anybody at this point.
Yeah.
Bob Hartley is definitely a guy that I would put on the list. I don't know if he's going to be on the list, but I would do it.
Dylan McCoy here on Facebook Live asks, Ryan Pulock's future with the Islanders. He is healthy. He is playing with Bridgeport. He played last night, so that's a good sign. I think skating is still a concern.
Yeah.
I think it's always going to be a concern, really. He has that big shot. I'd like to see him back up here on that because we saw that second power play unit last night, Mike.
Yeah.
They could really use Ryan Pulock.
They could definitely. They need some help generating a little bit more. I continue to go back to this. I really feel like it's a lost year for him.
Yeah.
He's another guy, always hurt. Always hurt.
It's a problem.
It's a big problem. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
And this is a year where he could have really gotten some development at the NHL level.
Yeah.
There was opportunity
there
for
him. That injury when he was up here really set him back a little bit.
Yeah, and there's opportunity there for him, and it just sucks because this is a situation where he could have really taken advantage of getting some quality NHL time. He's another year behind now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can help them this year. If they continue to get back in the mix, I don't think he's going to be a part of it. I just don't. I think he's AHL for the rest of the year now. He hasn't shown enough.
I don't know about that.
Unless there's more injuries.
Right.
He hasn't shown enough.
Scott Mayfield's getting a little bit of an extended look.
I know.
Here.
He's one of my
he
guys.
He shows flashes, Mike. But
he's
then
one of my
you
guys.
You see why there's still hesitation at people thinking that he's not a top six defenseman at this level.
It's because he's not.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not going to get off of that. He's not
a top six
defenseman. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm with you. What else
we
got here?
I like his fire. I like all that, but he's not a top six
this
guy.
This is a combined one here. Tyler Nienberg, hope I'm saying that right. What is wrong with Brock? Anthony Fusco asks, Brock Nelson on the block.
For Brock, what?
This has been Brock's MO since he got here. He disappears for weeks at a time.
Weeks, months sometimes.
I think he probably has some value. I just don't know if he would be part of a package for a bigger piece.
If you think he's got value, please run out and get rid of him. I'm not kidding.
For who?
You think he's got value?
I think he has to. Mike, he's
still
young.
Take advantage of it then. Go take advantage.
He's still young, and he has scored 25 goals.
I think he's another guy that could do with a change of scenery. Preferably scenery that I don't have to see him anymore. So that would be the change of scenery for me. So there we go. I like Brock, but like you said, disappears. Disappears, not out there. Not out there when it matters.
Josh Benjamin asks, is Josh Hosang ever going to straighten his act out? Josh, that is the $11 billion question. God willing, I hope he does. He had two goals last night for Bridgeport.
On his 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. 21.
Hopefully he went right home after.
Maybe turning 21 will help Josh grow up and get to the rink on time. How about that?
Look, until he...
Because even though he scored a couple goals yesterday, wasn't he benched again the game before that? He didn't play one
Cole
game over
was
the
game
league.
Before. I think Josh has gotten a couple games in
He's
a
been
row.
Benched a lot of games.
Yeah.
He's just another guy. I don't know what he's going to contribute to the Islander organization.
I don't think they
know. Long term.
I don't think they
know. I know he's only 21 years old, but geez.
Kevin Judge asks, who sits for Ladd? We got into that a little while ago. We're guessing Strome. Next one. Michael Frances, thoughts on Isles OHL D-man prospects putting up great numbers? Van de Sompel is having a really good year.
Yes, he is.
As far as the AHL goes, Devin Toews is the guy for me. He's having a
out of
year.
Nowhere, right? Yeah. This wasn't expected. What's nice going on with him? It's really nice to see.
Yeah.
And maybe it makes, like you say, one of these other guys expendable.
Yep.
Whether it be DeHaan or whether it be Hickey. And by the way, Hickey, how about dropping the gloves the other night?
Dude,
the Dallas game, right?
Did he plays bigger than
gloves?
He is.
How about
Ask Jonathan Duran if Hickey plays bigger than he is. He'll tell you, right?
It is nice to see Toews doing that. Possibly another situation where another guy the Isles can get in the mix on the blue line going forward.
Yeah, for sure. Sean Clampett asks, next year, out of the kids, who stays up on the big team? Barzal, Beauvillier, Daucal, Hosang, etc. Beauvillier for sure. I would like to think Matthew Barzal is going to be on this team full time as well.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
He was there, obviously, at the beginning of the year. They had to send somebody back. They couldn't just keep carrying these two guys around all year and not playing.
Right.
He's once again having a good year. There serves him no purpose to be down there anymore.
Had a great tournament for Canada.
Exactly.
World
Is it next year he could play in the AHL? Could Barzal go to the AHL next year?
I believe he can,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be something for – at least you have that option at the beginning of next year and not Junior or here.
Right.
Which is a tough option, especially when you have a kid that's talented like him and Beauvillier. But that'll be good at least that you'll have that option for him. I don't think Daucal and Hosang are in the mix. When the season was spiraling a month and a half ago, I was saying maybe these guys can show what they have at the NHL level in the second half. Now that they've crept back into it and there's still a potential to make the playoffs, I don't think they're involved. And you're seeing both of them getting scratched left and right at Bridgeport. So I think it's a problem. But I'm with you on Barzal. I think next year he should be with the team.
Dan Fiedler asks, any news on the Islanders honoring Howie Rose one night? Opening night, they kind of did. He was on the video board before the game.
They had a little how about Howie? They did something for Eric Hornick on
awesome
Saturday
job
night.
By MSG.
Nice job Tremendous. By MSG. Hornick, his first game, what was 30th
35
anniversary?
Years ago.
35-year anniversary of him doing
Congrats
his first
to Big
time
E.
on the game.
I'm sure he's watching right now.
They had some video clips of Jigs and Howie talking about
not Howie at the
Howie.
Pool. Howie. Sipping a pina colada.
Howie in the lawn chair. Howie.
Good for Howie, man. He worked two jobs forever.
Basically, Howie telling you, look at me.
Yeah.
This is what I do when the Mets aren't playing now, is sitting here in Florida in the lounge chair. Could he have got up and got it, you know, in the hallway like Jigs did? Howie lounging down in Florida.
He's earned
nice
it, man. We only have a couple minutes left, so let's keep this rolling. Mike Heyman, any news on firing Gart Snow? Mike, it's not happening, dude. I hate to
Sorry,
make
guys.
You upset. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope it didn't ruin it for you, but they're not firing Gart Snow.
They're not. Here's the one good thing you've seen. He has taken some accountability.
Oh, for
it's 100% on me, he said last week. Didn't say much in that media tour that he did after.
Right.
And you're not going to get much out of Garth like that. You're just not.
No.
I know he's one of the honest guys. Elliot said that last week. He's always honest with you, Garth Snow, whenever he does actually talk to anybody in the media. But I don't think he's going anywhere, Mike. I'm sorry, too. It's just not happening.
Ryan Fike Miney, I hope I'm saying that right, should Lack get another shot at playing with 91, or is the top line clicking?
Now.
With the way Anders is going, I don't know how you do it, but clearly
so
I think Andrew Ladd deserves another shot playing with John at some
point. Pride of South Bend
the
has
pride
been
of South
outstanding
Bend. Good for, Anders.
For the Islanders here in the last 2 months, really, since the middle of November.
Since I wrote that feature on him.
Yeah, you did that feature
You're
on
welcome,
him.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, you didn't ask him about Notre Dame at all.
No, well,
you didn't ask him at all about Notre Dame.
Do you like Rudy Anders?
Listen, there's more things you could have did with him. But it was a great feature by you.
Thanks,
and
pal.
He's turned it on since.
He has.
The deflection on Saturday night on the power
Beauty.
Play goal against the Kings was unbelievable. That's the stuff that the Islanders love seeing from him.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that they missed in the playoffs last year. They also missed it in Game 6 and 7 against the Capitals
sure
the year
did.
Before that. That's what Anders brings to the team. I love seeing it, and you're right. It's hard to move him off of Johnny's line right now.
Yeah, you can.
You could move Bailey.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You could move Bailey.
Well, Andrew doesn't play the right side, so leave Josh alone. He's your all-star
Josh
pick.
Josh's having a great year.
He is having a great year. Chris Williams, long-term thoughts on Shane Prince, bottom six forward at best.
That's it for
Spare
me.
Spare part. I don't see a whole lot from Shane, at least not on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's a bottom six guy. I don't think he'll ever be a top six forward.
Yeah.
But he's a useful piece. He's the guy that maybe – should be getting shuffled in and out of the lineup when there's injuries.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be Bevilier.
No, it shouldn't.
I think maybe it should be him.
Play 72 every night. I tweet it all the time.
Prince is more the guy that should be in and out.
Who is?
Prince should be a guy that's more in and out of the lineup.
No question.
I don't think he's shown or deserved to be in there every single night.
Agreed. All right, last one. Thank you. Thank you guys for everything. This has been so awesome.
We love this.
Alex Silverman, what does Waite have to do to keep the coaching job, make playoffs, go above 500 rest of the way? They have to make the playoffs.
Anything less than making the playoffs.
I think they have to win a round, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
With the hole that they were in and him taking over at dead last in the conference. If they made the playoffs,
but they weren't,
I don't see how you could
get rid
of
them. But were they Arizona buried? You know what I mean? Like
they weren't buried, but they were dead last.
Look at this.
I'm looking.
Compare the bottom of the West and compare the bottom of the East.
The West stinks. We know that.
Well, that's my point.
What do you want me to tell you here? These teams all stink, including Dallas.
I'm saying they were not as buried as the Coyotes and the Avalanche.
But they were still dead last.
But look, he is doing a really good job so far. I think they have to win a round for him.
They would have to climb seven teams where they were when he took over.
Agreed.
If he makes the playoffs, he deserves a job.
All right. That's fair.
That's it.
Let's
see. I'm back on board, guys. I think they can make it.
Mike's on board.
I'm not saying they're going to make it, but I'm back on board thinking that they can. And if they do, he deserves to keep the job.
I'm just glad we're getting some positive vibes from Islanders country.
Because people are excited. They're back
it
in
is.
The mix, baby.
This is fun, baby.
They're back alive. It's good to see.
Guys, this was great. Thank you so much for your participation. This was a lot of fun. Hopefully, we're going to do this again. We'll let our producer will let us know
if
how
we
this
do
went.
It again, I'll wear the orange jacket, okay? I know you got upset
Bring
with me.
Back
I walked
the
in today
jacket.
And I didn't have the orange jacket on. I told you, it only comes out for big games. I know this is a big game, but still, I had to. The orange jacket will eventually be
next
out.
Time we do this, you have to wear the orange jacket.
I'll make that
Agreed?
Promise. Next time I will wear the orange jacket All if right. you do it. Okay, pal? You got it.
If you missed any part of the show, make sure to download the podcast in our SNY.TV Islanders channel or on the SNY.TV audio network. You can find either channel in the iPhone podcast app or wherever you listen to your podcast. Folks, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
You stay classy, Isles Country.
See you, boys.
This has been the Islanders Point Blank Podcast, part of the SNY.TV Audio Network.